The corporate plane crash Saturday night at an airfield in Massachusetts claimed the lives of all seven aboard, including its owner, philanthropist and Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News, and Philly.com co-owner Lewis Katz. Another victim who was very active in philanthropic efforts to help children in Camden, Haddonfield resident Marcella Dalsey. She served as president of the Katz Academy Charter School in Camden, which she co-founded with Lewis Katz 2 years ago. Helping us to assess her impact, Dr. Joseph Conway, superintendent of Camden's Charter School Network. Dr. Conway, thanks for joining us at this time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And I'm asking you to do what in your website was deemed, well, here's what it says, words cannot express the measure of what Dalsey and Katz have done for Camden and our children, though I'm asking you now to describe their efforts.
Sure. Both Lewis and Marcy were instrumental in founding Katz Academy Charter School. Lewis's roots have been always specifically attached to Camden City, and so he's always looked to projects which can support the children of Camden. And Marcy is honestly the work engine that makes it happen. She was the person who put all of the effort in place and all of the energy to really fulfill the dream of opening up a charter school.
That school did open 2 years ago, serving students, I believe, K through fourth grade. In those 2 years, to what extent was that dream translated into a reality?
Oh, it was fully realized in the sense that the school opened. We were working with Lewis and Marcy for the past 4 years to make it a reality. Currently, it has a good 240 students, and it's going to be expanding to 400 students over the next 2 years. So it's been a hard effort that was put forward, but again, instrumental in the process were Lewis and Marcy's efforts.
Dr. Conway, I understand a second Katz Academy more recently opened in the city's Rosedale section. To what extent did you work directly with Marcy and or Lewis on a either day-to-day or regular basis?
Well, I guess that's the thing that makes this so impressive, and we feel their loss so specifically, because these weren't individuals who were just names and positions. We saw them on a daily basis. They were affecting change in the schools on a daily basis. We would see Marcy almost every day, and if not, a dozen texts or emails passed through the course of a day. Lewis also was in on a regular basis to see the children whose lives he was impacting as well.
Although the tragedy is now less than 48 hours on, do you have a measure of confidence that there's a system in place that will withstand these losses?
Well, I would say that Camden as a whole has lost two individuals who truly were statespersons for the city. They represented the best and offered all that they could for the children of Camden and the residents of Camden. So in that regard, I think that loss will be felt infinitely over the next period of time. For Katz Academy Charter School, we have a board in place. We have a strong, stable program in place, so we do think our work will continue. And we also have the legacy of Drew Katz, Lewis's son, who we, for all intents and purposes, hope will be equally involved in our school.
And indeed, Marcy also served as executive director of the Drew A. Katz Foundation. She sure was a dynamo, working with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Camden, charitable work extending to the Food Bank of South Jersey, Cooper University Hospital, and the residents of Haddonfield, I'm sure, were familiar with Gracie's Ice Cream Parlor.
Oh, she was an incredible person in terms of the amount of energy she brought to the table. And her ability to strategically figure out what needed to happen to keep the programs moving forward and to advance the mission and vision of both Lewis as well as our school.
To what extent does this change your specific plans regarding your role as superintendent of Camden's Charter School Network?
I think it really just energizes us in the sense that we need to honor these two individuals' memories and keep moving forward and keep making sure that our children of Katz Academy Charter School have the best education possible. This was, over the last 4 years, the focus of much of Marcy's work and Lewis's interests, and in honoring their lives, we will be able to continue that. So that's the intent, to truly make these schools the best they can possibly be.
And was there an intention to expand the Katz Academy schools beyond fourth grade?
Eventually, by being part of our four charter school network, they have the ability to go K through 12. But as far as Katz itself, Katz Academy Charter School, there is always the hope that it will grow into a stronger presence in Camden's educational schools.
Mr. Conway, thanks so much for joining us at this time.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Joseph Conway is superintendent of Camden's Charter School Network, joining us on Newsworks tonight.